This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. From uke punk to dynamic hip-hop, it was an eclectic year of music in Northeast Ohio. For this week's Shuffle, WKSU contributor Brittany Nader and I talk about some of our favorite local music of 2018. Brittany, you and I both have the Sonderbombs on our list. This Cleveland band was on Shuffle in January, and they released their debut full-length album, Modern Female Rockstar, in the fall. They describe their sound as uke punk because Willow Hawks writes all of their punk songs on ukulele. And the song we're listening to right now, it's called Uke Ain't Enough. It's Hawks' response to people who say you can't be a rock star and play the ukulele. Brittany, what do you like about this album so much?
I saw them during their album release show in Lakewood, and the energy of the room like drew me in immediately, and I think the song that stuck out the most for me was Title, where she says she doesn't want to be your merch girl, she wants to be your idol. So the message, pro-woman, you know, and pro-empowerment, and I liked the experience of seeing them live because she was kind of checking in with the room, because some of the themes of the songs are a little heavy. So she kind of invited the audience to speak with her after their set if they wanted to, if they wanted to discuss any of those themes, if they were uncomfortable, or if they just wanted to have a discussion. So I thought that was really awesome for her to do.
So Brittany, what was another album this year that you loved?
Red Rose Panic, Time Attack. We heard from them over the summer when they headlined Porch Rocker. They describe themselves as dynamic hip-hop, but it's not just your traditional rap beats. They're a full band, and I think just the fusion of all those different styles draws in a lot of different listeners, maybe even people who aren't interested in hip-hop at all.
Yeah. Amen. That's stick one like Rocky Marciano. I play with
Amanda, what other albums were on your top 10 list?
One band that I listened to so much this year was Punch Drunk Tagalongs of Cleveland. They were on Shuffle back in April after releasing their first full-length album. It was called Hazy. It was recorded with multi-platinum album producer Jim Wirt in Cleveland. I call it 90s grunge on steroids.
Where do we go from?
Alicia Stanky, the lead singer, her voice is so powerful. They've been named grant recipients now for Cleveland's Panza Foundation, so we can expect lots more from them in 2019.
If you please,
so, Brittany, what's one other band that you loved this year?
Dream States. I was really excited to hear their album Mode of Being.
All this left, and we can't get off the ground.
They're a trio of transgender musicians and activists. They make a point to tell people that they're musicians first, but it is important to think their songwriting, their identity, and what they want to express. But the album itself is really fun. It's like dancey, synth pop. It's just fun, and I think they're an outlier in the local music scene in a way, just their sound.
But I won't complain, no, no, I'm not even mad.
So who's another artist that you are into this year?
Madeline Finn, she's a singer-songwriter from Cleveland, and she's in a band called The Whiskey Hollow. Earlier this year, she appeared on the TV show American Idol, and she didn't make it very far. But ever since, she's been exploring a solo career, and a few months ago, she dropped a surprise EP called Coleraine Mansion that she recorded, actually, in a mansion in Pennsylvania.
'Cause Cleveland, Ohio is a scar on my heart, here to stay.
The song The River is a celebration of her hometown of Cleveland. I love how raw it is, and she says on social media that she's working on lots of new music. She's still with The Whiskey Hollow, but I'm really looking forward to seeing how she continues to develop as a solo artist.
I'll go back to the river, always back to the river.
WKSU contributor Brittany Nader and I share more of our favorite local music of 2018 at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.
all of her warmth. Can't come soon enough.